But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire.
Good morning and welcome to Playing with Fire, Long Island's only food, wine, and lifestyle show. I'm your host, Tom Shodell, and I'm here with co-host, producer, and Stu Schrager. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Tom?
Start producing.
You know, I got to tell you, I've been running around Long Island all day, and the roads are crazy.
Really?
And now that we won't announce who our guests are at the moment.
That's a surprise.
But because of the situation with these guys not going to school today, the roads are crazy.
Yeah, everybody's off, so it's pandemonium out there, you know. You got 2 million people living in a 1 million area, you know, so it's like mayhem, crowded.
So being that we have guests, and we'll get to that, I wanted to talk about my trip to Florida, but we'll put that off till next week.
Yeah.
But it was all about food.
Oh, yeah?
Just incredible. Incredible.
Yeah, you called me about a wine, too, if I'm not mistaken.
That's true. Right? Yeah. That's true. So that we can talk about, because this is Playing with Fire. It's all about food, wine, and lifestyle.
Yes.
We'll talk about the wine. So I went to Total Wine because we were having dinner with another couple, and they were going to come over beforehand for some wine. And she only drinks Chardonnay.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's Kendall Jackson, I think.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And I think there's a couple of different Chardonnays that they put out. And I know, I think she doesn't like Smoky or something, whatever. So I go to Total Wine. Yeah. And Total Wine down in Florida is a little different than here because they can sell beer within the same store.
Yeah.
Within the same building. Well, here they have to have two different two different stores.
A lot of regulations.
So at any rate, so I walk in and I ask for some help. First person's like brain dead, you know, like, it's over there. Like, come
over
on,
there.
Give me a break.
It's over there.
So then I got a little deeper into the store, and there was a really nice manager, and she walked me over to the Chardonnays or whatever. And I'm trying to do my own thing, and I couldn't really pull it together.
You got lost?
What better to do than call Tom Shodell?
The Chardonnay expert.
So she helped me out, the salesperson there. And then I figured if I'm not a Chardonnay guy. You mentioned that you drink Chardonnay a little bit.
I do, yeah.
But I wanted a cab, and I'm pretty limited on what I know about cabs. But I guess my go-to lately has been Walking Fool, which is from the Camus family. Yeah. So I had that in my hand, and the young lady goes, you know, we also carry a Chardonnay, a Cabernet, by Camus, that's specially bottled for us. So I figured I had to give it a shot.
Yeah, how was it?
It was great.
Yeah,
it was really, really good. But before we get back into everything, I got to ask you, I went to a restaurant and the host ordered Turnbull.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a...
Yeah, it's fine. It's from Washington State.
Yeah, it was really, really good. It was probably a $50 retail in the wine shop. So it was on the menu for about $100.
I think it's Washington. I could be wrong on that now. I'm thinking
but,
it could be.
I got to tell you,
maybe California.
I don't like a lot of different wines. But that was real nice.
So what's the mystery about the shot? What Chardonnay did you pick?
What did I do?
Don't hurt me now.
Oh, I got... There was a Camus one, I think.
No, Camus doesn't make a Chardonnay.
I
don't think so.
I'm not sure. It was something I was comfortable with, though.
Yeah, okay. How'd it turn out, right?
I didn't like it, but no? I wasn't drinking it.
But it's because you didn't listen to me.
I tasted it to make sure that... the problem was, to be honest, I walk into an aisle that's probably the depth of this studio, which if I had to guess is probably more than 10 feet long.
Right.
This is probably 20 feet long. And both sides of the aisle, ceiling to floor...
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find anything you said.
Really?
And I wasn't sure if there was French, you know, if it was all domestic or there was some European.
Well, if there's some you can't pronounce, it's probably French. Then, you know, the other stuff is.
But in all
or in your case, maybe not. Maybe English.
The help was really piss poor. Excuse me. You know, if I go downstairs to Stu Leonard's, you know, I guess everybody there's so helpful.
Yeah, they're great. It's a great store, Stu Leonard's. I love going there. Cool. So listen, we got a contest going on, right?
Yes, we do, and I'm glad you brought that up. So Barry Manilow is performing over at UBS Arena on April 13th,
mm-hmm.
and Barry has decided to sponsor Playing With Fire.
I know. It's amazing, right?
Yeah. It's so amazing that we're so good at what we do that the show is almost sold out.
Really?
So if you want to guarantee yourself to get tickets, you got to enter to win here at WHLI's Playing With Fire.
So tell us how. Tell us how.
And the way you do that is to email us at fire@whli.com. fire@whli.com. And we had a whole bunch of people at our show, obviously airs at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
Between 9 and 10, there was like craziness all over our email service.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
So we're going to pick somebody, and we might even announce the winner mm-hmm. for this week on the show today.
What are you doing? One a week? Now,
one
right?
pair each week.
Yeah. When's the concert?
April 13th.
April 13th.
And for whatever reason, obviously you can try to win tickets here. There's no assurity that you're going to be the winner.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to make sure you're at the show, which is Barry's last Long Island concert,
mm-hmm.
you can go to Ticketmaster.com and you can buy tickets.
But you got to tell them how to get the shot at winning.
All you have to do is write us at fire@whli.com, fire@whli.com, and tell us your favorite Barry Manilow song.
Oh, I thought they had to pick the name of the song that we're going to play.
I see. I'm glad that you're here. So actually, they have to name the song and then email us with the name.
All right, and if anybody out there is interested in co-hosting the show, you can mail me at fire@whli.com, fire@whli.com.
Boy, I'm doing real good this week.
And I'll be glad to interview you.
And now that we're having a fire drill.
Yes.
I believe, again, we had a lot of entries last week, and mm-hmm. I'm led to believe by our master producer, Blitz, that the song we played was I Write the Songs mm-hmm. That Make the Whole World Something.
Sing.
There you go.
What would you do without me? Well, and you're the producer.
That's
I can't,
why
this
it's
is
your
something
show.
Wrong
I'm
here.
Just here for laughs.
I'm going to take over that position, I think. All right, so let's play the song and see if anybody guesses the name, and we'll be
for
back
this
in a couple.
Week, but I can assure you it's not I Write the Songs.
Okay.
Another day, happy people pass my way. Looking in their eyes, I see a memory. Shaking, and I need you today, oh man.
Barry Manilow. See him performing all the hits for one night only. Barry Manilow, UBS Arena, April 13th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Playing with Fire on 1100 WHLI AM and 104.7 WHLI FM, Long Island's own food, wine, and lifestyle show with your host, Tom Shordell, chef, author, and restaurateur. And I'm going to modify the introduction because it's also grandpa.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we have a couple of special guests today, real special, actually. So with us today, I have my two grandchildren. I have Harley, who's 10 years old, and I have Hawk, who's 8 years old. And we're going to talk about food because I got two little budding foodies on my hands. We went to lunch the other day, and it cost me like $375 for the three of us. And that's in sushi, if you can imagine that, you know. Anyway, they're...
Are both Hawk and Harley both into sushi?
Well, you can say something on the radio. Go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Kinda. I don't like sushi.
Not that much? No?
I just don't like it very much.
Well, why don't you tell them what happened to you that one time in Tony's Asian Fusion? When you thought that the wasabi was avocado?
Uh-oh.
I thought one time we went to Tony's Asian Fusion in Matatuck, and then I thought the wasabi was avocado. I ate the whole thing.
Yes.
I just noticed it was wasabi, and my mouth was burning.
It was
my
like nose pan, was like pandemonium. Yeah.
And then what did you do?
I drank water until the spice went gone.
Oh, wow. Boy. Yeah, was that what cured you from sushi? That'll really put a stain on
yes.
your sushi. Yeah, yeah, I can imagine. Well,
are you proficient with chopsticks?
No.
No, you're a fork guy, right? Pretty much? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I've seen you operate the chopsticks. It's tragic, actually.
Hey!
So Harley's better. Harley's, you got the chopstick thing down pretty well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're a sushi lover.
Yes.
What's your favorite?
California rolls.
California rolls? And what are you always get? No, you guys get some other stuff. What else did you get?
That's like eel? Ooh.
My credit card almost didn't go through the other day, so you had to have something else.
Connie salad,
that's right, yeah.
And
didn't you have shrimp? Some kind of shrimp tempura, right?
Yeah, rock shrimp is tempura.
Okay, all right, well, that was good. So your favorite sushi, Harley, is California roll?
Yes.
And do you know how to make those? You know what's in them?
Cucumber, crab, and avocado.
There you go, yeah.
And rice,
yeah. So when you're not, this one's for Harley, when you're not eating sushi or out in the Mono or what else? Who's that pizza? Lenny's Pizza, wherever we go all the time. When you're home, I hear that you're a pretty good cook these days and you can put some stuff together. So what's your favorite thing to do?
Make pasta?
What kind?
Olive oil?
What else you put in it?
Pepper, salt, lemon, and cheese.
Pepper, salt, lemon, and cheese? That sounds pretty good. You know, I do one with just lemon. I don't, but now that you mentioned that, I may have to put some peppers and some other stuff in there. Because the one I make is just with lemon and cream. So it sounds kind of boring compared to yours. I think yours is an upgrade, so maybe I'll have to use some peppers. What else did you put in there?
Pepper, salt, and lemon.
That's right. All right. Well, I do add salt, so I'm going to have to add the peppers. See, any particular color? Peppers?
Oh, like the pepper seeds, not like...
Oh, you're talking about like the hot pepper,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Crushed pepper. Oh, okay. I thought you were talking
black pepper. She puts in it.
She puts a black pepper in.
Wait. I just add way more.
And how do you like that pasta? You eat it too?
Mm-hmm. But I think it doesn't have enough spice, so I just add a lot of black pepper.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So one thing's for sure, they're never gonna come to my house because I cooked some pasta last night.
Uh huh.
And when I went to drain it, and I guess I cooked it two nights ago, and then I went to have some last night, and it was mush.
Really?
I guess I overcooked it.
You overcooked it? Oh, that's not good. Yeah, pasta is the one thing that, you know, you really got to kind of be careful with it, you know? you got to kind of make sure that you don't overcook it because it starts to get mushy. Like you say, it's no good. Al dente is the term that everybody uses and everybody wants to achieve, right?
See, now I'm going to ask you an engineering question.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I make my pasta in advance because I just like to just heat it up. Uh-huh. But so if I cook it al dente, it's gonna ripen itself, right?
To some degree, yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, so you have to go extra al dente if you're going to, you know, add some more stuff to it. So, Huck, how about you? What do you? I hear you're a pretty good cook, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing to make at home?
Pasta and, my dad's favorite pancakes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How do you make those?
So, you put, like, the dry ingredients in a bowl
right.
and the wet ingredients in, like, a, in, like, measuring cup.
Okay.
And then he puts, for the wet ingredients he used, is apple cider vinegar.
You remember what else?
Milk.
Uh-huh. Any eggs in
there? Eggs.
There you go. Vanilla?
Vanilla and...
And Pilsner beer?
No.
Now I'm liking his pancakes.
Yeah, all of a sudden, right?
Mm-hmm. And then he uses flour,
right? Baking
salt,
powder,
baking powder, sugar, okay. and baking soda.
So when you make your pancakes, do you do the silver dollars or you do the full size ones?
Full size.
Nice.
All right. What do you like on them? What's your favorite topping?
Syrup and chocolate syrup.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any fruits, like bananas or strawberries?
Sometimes.
Peaches?
Strawberries and blueberries. Nice. Yes. Sometimes.
Those are my favorite.
Do you ever
do
the blueberries that are like the size of a nickel? They got these new like blueberries on steroids at the supermarket.
Yeah, they're irradiated probably. Yeah, they're really, the bigger ones are actually more fun because, you know, you don't need as many. So I like those myself. So how about baking? You do any baking? I think Harley, you make cookies, don't you?
Sometimes.
Yeah. What kind of cookies are you making these days?
Chocolate chip.
You want to give me a recipe? How do you make them? The general idea. You don't have to go.
I go to the store and I buy them.
Yeah, like that's like she, like they buy. She buys like the chocolate chip dough in like a container.
Oh, she cheats.
And then she puts them on like a pan and then cooks them in the oven.
Oh, okay.
Do you cook them on parchment paper or right on the pan?
Parchment paper. I've seen her do it with parchment paper.
I don't do it with parchment paper.
You too.
You got a fight breaking out here. Well, this is right. This is the way they get along at home. You know? I think you two are practicing to be married.
So, you know, it's funny because you and I talk about family all the time. I heard a little secret that, like, Harley it might be in a managerial position if she gets into cooking and restaurateur. Because am I correct that, like, for Christmas, like, she decides what ethnic food mix you're going to do for the holidays?
Each year they switch, yeah. So this year was you this year?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what theme did you have?
Wicked.
That's right, wicked, right? Everything had to be, what, a certain color?
Pink and green. Pink, green, and yellow, and blue.
So what was pink and what was green? You remember?
Alphaba and Glinda.
Hopefully the
Yellow
turkey
Brick Road
green.
And Fiero.
Yeah, he's got a good memory, huh?
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And last year was you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what was your...
The Grinch.
Oh, that's right, everything was green.
And I made a very funny alcohol thing. Since it was
Paco, what's going
listen,
on?
Listen, I don't want to get arrested here, so
no,
careful. Hey.
I did. So, like, I said, since I was, like, since it was, like, my year, and I wanted everything to be, like, Grinch-themed.
Yeah.
So I called alcohol with Grinch. I called it Grinch-a-hall.
Grinch-a-hall. What, did you make a drink?
For all the adults.
Yup.
Oh, no. You didn't give any to your sister, did you?
No,
so who's up? You're up next year, right? Have you thought about it?
Yeah.
Yeah? What are you thinking?
I'm Marvel.
Marvel?
Oh, wow.
I can't imagine the colors you're going to have with Marvel. Captain America alone is going to be a nightmare. Right? Red, white, and blue?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, colors.
So we have also in the room Hawk and Harley's mom.
Yes, we do.
Who is... incredible in a couple of things. She runs a vineyard, and she'll get to talk in a minute. But she's also like a superstar baker.
Yes, she is.
And we once had a sample of a cake that she made. Now, does this ability to bake translate well into the children here? Because you said one of them's doing chocolate chip cookies, but what's the deal? Are they into this baking thing like you?
So, yeah, they definitely are. Harley learned how to shape a sourdough loaf this morning. That's the fun we have on our weeks off.
Yeah, this is Sourdough Central.
Yeah, we've turned into a full sourdough kitchen. Mm-hmm. But Hawk likes to, I think he's a little bit more independent in the kitchen because he gets himself up every single day at 6 o'clock in the morning to make his breakfast.
Well, not like on the weekends or like in the breaks, because then if I do that, I'm just wasting my time falling asleep.
Yeah, that's a big waste of time.
But yeah, so I like to get up now and he's in the kitchen putting together his stuff. So he does love to cook and bake, but she really does too. And she's a very good help.
Yeah, I've had a lot of help.
So I got to ask you, I'm not that astute at all this cooking stuff, but everybody I talk to, and everybody's into sourdough bread these days, but like, how do you do, is it like an immaculate conception? Because somehow you got to start with a starter kit, and like, somebody started without a starter kit.
Well, somebody started with a starter kit.
It's just a starter. Just a starter soup. But we could get you a kit if you want. I'll get you a whole little situation with your own little whisk.
I also like to make his brownies.
That's right.
My brownies. You like those, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yes. But yeah.
Is there anything special you put into Paco's brownies?
Nothing we can talk about here.
Peanut butter, chocolate chips.
That's right. And some brown butter.
Yeah. Yeah, so you, Harley, you were molding sourdough bread this morning?
Yes.
How'd you do that?
You push it, and like you...
Did you knead it? You had to knead it?
Kind of. No.
No?
Yeah, no. You push it, you pull it back, and then you kind of like rotate it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's got it. So like Paco doesn't know. You got to show him.
So like So it goes like kind of like a circle.
Uh-huh.
It goes like, first it goes in one circle, one way, then goes the other way. Then goes the other way.
That's kind of exactly what we were trying to tell you not to do. But yeah, Harley, you can also maybe tell everybody about your most amazing, truly, truly phenomenal sourdough creation. Your bagel flavor?
Oh, I told her to make scallion bagels.
Scallion?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Nice. So the scallions are in the bagel itself?
Yes.
Rather than on top? Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good innovation. I like that because say, they can't fall off. You know, you have it nice and through the thing. You know, you're not taking a bite and not getting the scallion. That's a pretty good idea.
Because, like, if you do that, then every single scallion will fall off.
Yes.
That's why you have to put the scallions in the dough.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great idea.
What do you call them?
Scalientes.
That's right.
Scaliente?
Yes.
I like that. All right, so listen, talk to me about, you know, I remember when your mom was a little girl and she was going to school. I went into the school and said, listen, you know, I know a little bit about food and I can help you maybe do healthier meals. And the school looked at me and said, thank you very much. Get the hell out of here. We don't need your help. So they threw me right out on my rear end and didn't want to hear from me at all.
Were you wearing Crocs?
I was wearing Crocs, yes. That's my throwout, my classic throwout shoe. So what's the deal with school lunches now? What are you guys getting?
Pizza.
That's it?
Yeah, pizza's on Fridays. Uh-huh. Like, they change it every week. They
really?
Change, like,
pizza.
Like, one
tacos.
Week it's like, hamburgers. Next week it's like hot dogs on Thursdays. And then Wednesdays are like, I have no idea.
Wednesday?
Like tacos or chicken or mac and cheese.
So what's your favorite?
I guess. Probably pizza because everything else is terrible.
Oh, really?
Pizza and the mac and cheese.
But is it real pizza or is it the rectangular
frozen
pieces?
Frozen pizza.
Frozen terrible pizza?
It's like
pizza?
Cut into a triangle, but it's frozen pizza.
Yeah, it's frozen pizza at first, but then they have to cook it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But what's our rule? How many times a week can you get school lunch?
Once a week.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So what's your favorite lunch to bring to school? What do you usually bring? Harley first.
Kale, bacon, and beans.
Kale, bacon, and beans?
The greens and beans?
I got a feeling you're the only one in your class bringing that in.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much, right?
And she farts all day.
What else? What other? Oh, boy. Yeah, here we go. All right. I'm afraid to ask.
You gotta love live radio.
Yeah. How do you, and what's your favorite one to bring?
I don't know, because I bring, like, so many different things every week.
You've been on a pumpkin soup kick.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like the pumpkin soup? Yeah. Well, that's fun to bring.
Wait, and who makes the pumpkin soup?
Mom.
There you go. Well, Mom's a pretty good cook.
Mm-hmm.
She knows what she's doing. All right, so why don't we take a little break? We're going to make some money here, and we'll come back with my two favorite guests and my daughter and Stu, and see you in a couple.
Come on now, everybody, get ready for a treat. It's time for stepping out for something mighty good to eat. You looking for atmosphere? Well, they got it happening here. They're doing barbecue the way it ought to be. Bring your sister, brother, significant other. Bring all your pals. There's always something smoking at Smoking Al.
Introducing Smoking Al's new fantasy platters. The whole gang can have fun feasting on each one of these enormous oversized platters, whether at home or in the dining room. Try the new Macho Nacho, the Bow Wow Wow, the Poo Poo Platter, the Caesar Pleaser, barbecue egg rolls, chicken wings, and a whole lot more. Smoking Al's Massapequa Park. For details, call 516-799-4900. And remember, there's always something smoking at Smoking Al's.
There's always something smoking at Smoking Al's.
Welcome back. You're listening to Playing with Fire on 1100 WHLI AM and 104.7 WHLI FM, Long Island's own food, wine, and lifestyle show, with your host, Tom Shawdell, chef, author, restaurateur, and grandfather.
Yeah, we have two favorite guests on today. I have Harley Cannon, my granddaughter, and Hawk Cannon, my grandson. And we're talking about food with kids. And, you know, when I think about kids' food, when I was a kid, you know, it was like all bad stuff, Hostess Twinkies and, you know, cupcakes and, you know, a lot of fun stuff. But we didn't really eat all that well. You guys have, you know, different kind of menus. I mean, what's your favorite? I mean, Mom makes a lot of dinners for you, right? So what's some of your favorites?
Tacos.
Tacos? And what kind?
Chicken.
Chicken? What else does she make? She got shrimp or any beef or pork?
But these tacos, are they made with a crispy taco or are they made with a soft taco?
Soft.
Yeah.
I'm moving in. I mean, this ain't opening up the cardboard box from the supermarket and popping out a couple of taco shells.
Yeah, you were making the taco shells from scratch, right? Mom made up the dough and weren't you guys pressing them out?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Kind of fun, right?
Yes.
What else? What else do you like?
Steak.
Steak?
Yeah, we had steak last night.
Oh, did you?
Oh, wait. The other night, I meant.
Okay.
What cut of steak do you?
We have like
skirt steak.
Skirt steak. Wow.
Yeah, I like that. What else do you have with it?
Do you help with the preparation? Like, because sometimes you have to cut off. There's like a film you have to cut off of a steak.
No.
That's what moms are for.
How about you, Hawkey? What's your some of your favorite dinners?
We know it's wasabi.
Yeah.
Why? She makes the best bread.
Yeah, I know. Sourdough?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, my favorite is the tacos, and sometimes she makes nachos, but most of the dad does.
Oh, yeah?
The dad? But he's not here, right?
So you never had Paco's tacos yet?
No.
We may have to do that. I may have to get a truck.
Pretty soon to Long Island's will be Rocco's Tacos.
I know, Rocco's Tacos. Yeah.
Is it open already up in Huntington?
We went the second day it was open.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to them. I had lunch with Dave there in Florida when we were down a couple years ago. There's one in West Palm. That's where we went. But Paco's Tacos are different. I do different stuff in mine. So I may have to get a truck. You guys get a little older, you can help me in the truck on weekends or something, you know? We can put out some tacos together.
Can you park that in Nassau County? Because you seem to do everything in Suffolk.
Well, yeah. I'm a Suffolk guy now. Everything but live there. I think I'm going to have to buy a Paco's Taco truck. Because we have all kinds of places we can go out there. You know, I know all those vineyard owners. We could probably park it at a vineyard one day.
What would the color palette be on this vehicle?
I think you'd have to go Mexican. I think you'd have to go, like, kind of bright colors and, skulls and things like that they have. I think that'd be fun, you know, to do that Day of the Dead kind of thing. You know that movie that we used to watch when you were kids? Coco. Yeah. That kind of thing, you know, where they had all the Day of the Dead, Dia de Muerto, you know, images and stuff. It'd be kind of fun to do that. And then I'm trying to think of what jobs I could give you. I could let Harley maybe press the tacos.
Let me put the ingredients in them.
You can eat the tacos.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have you guys eaten at the Dirty Taco?
No, they haven't been there.
Yeah.
Stuff that they I mean, anything from I don't know. There's just Peking duck tacos.
Yeah,
to,
yeah.
We have been to Cascada.
Cascada, yeah. Yeah, last time we went there, you guys, you had the tacos, right?
Last time we went there, I had a cheeseburger, but the first time we went there, I had, like, the shrimp tacos and the shrimp something. I forgot what it was.
Yeah, I don't remember either. It was a shrimp. Yeah, shrimp taco. What did you have last time? Didn't you have beef taco or something?
I had a chicken taco, but the first time I had a bean burrito.
A bean burrito, that's right. No, please don't say anything, Hulk.
No.
Yeah, please. Not a word out of you. So what got you, Courtney, this is for Mom. What got you started with this sourdough thing?
Well, I've been unsuccessfully attempting sourdough for about 6 years since COVID, when I think everybody started it. And I had some time off this winter from work, so I figured give it another try, tackle some of my kitchen Everests. Mm-hmm. So I did croissants and sourdough, and it's actually not all that difficult. So I don't know what I was making such a big deal about.
Yeah, I think when you first deal with starters, it's, you know, you just, it's not hard. You just got to get the hang of it a little bit, you know.
Well, it's like a pet.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to feed it. I had to feed it more than I have to feed them.
Yeah.
So
I was talking to somebody the other day that he said that one of the chefs he worked with in France gave him a little bit of a starter that had been alive for, I think he said, 600 years in France.
Yeah.
That they just kept handing it down and feeding mm-hmm. and handing it down. And he said that the starter was alive for almost 600 years, which yeah. is, it's amazing. Well,
it's crazy.
I don't think that's good anymore.
It's because
you just renew it all the time, you know?
That's like every day it's getting like a new life.
Yeah,
that's why it like gets so big and then it deflates again. It's, you know, you just got to keep feeding it.
Yeah, but it's interesting the way it makes all the difference in the world. I mean, there's something about that sourdough flavor. You know, I was just in San Francisco a couple of weeks ago, and we were down on the wharf, you know, and they have mm-hmm. that big, I can't remember the name of the place, but they specialize in sourdough mm-hmm. out there, you know, and I had like two pieces with bread with butter for breakfast. It was just like, this is the stuff.
It's been like my whole January, so yeah. I got to detox for that now.
I know.
Yeah.
You get like a yeast poisoning or something, you know. But yeah, it's just, it's a flavor that you can't replace. There's no other flavor like it. It just gives that tang, you know, to the bread that's...
I have to say, though, some of my favorite stuff is like not the bread. The pasta that we made. We made the sourdough pasta.
Oh, yeah.
That was incredible.
I like the sourdough cookies and the muffins.
The cookies and the muffins got big into the discard recipes. Uh-huh. But those the bagels are phenomenal.
Yeah,
the
sourdough
They're
bagels.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you're talking about San Francisco and sourdough, was it Boudin Bakery or?
Yeah, Boudin Bakery. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Boudin.
Boudin.
Wasn't that Jethro Jethro Bodine? Bodine.
Is that how you
it's
say
it? Bodine. Yeah, Jethro Bodine, Beverly Hillbillies. This show is spiraling down into...
I just think about Ellie Mae.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, Ellie Mae. All right, so now, the other day, was it me or did you guys have grilled cheese with the sourdough? Was I just making that up in my head?
I think you're making that up.
You know why? Because I had my first, I was telling Stu last week when I was in Napa, I had my first $50 grilled cheese sandwich. that was about the size of a quarter. It was an appetizer. It was a truffle grilled cheese sandwich. $47.
Is the only thing you shouldn't make with sourdough bread like French toast?
You could probably do that.
No, we did.
We did.
Yeah. We made a double chocolate like loaf, and we did French toast with that. That came out really, really yummy.
Yeah, well, I remember I was there when you were doing it. I didn't taste it, but I was there when you were doing
it. Yeah,
it was good. The chocolate, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of fun stuff, right? What else do you think you could do with that sourdough? What do you think you could do, Harley? You think maybe a sandwich would be good with that?
It is good with that.
Yeah, so what would you put on that sandwich?
Chicken cutlet.
Chicken cutlet, yeah. I know you're a big chicken cutlet fan.
You're big into the prosciutto now, too.
I think...
The figgy piggy.
Yummy. I think the sourdough would be good with, like a taco.
A sourdough taco?
That's what we used to make the tortillas with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So you're totally right, bud.
Yeah, good job.
So I got to ask you, Tom, when I was down in Florida, I had a flatbread. It was a mortadella flatbread. Is that like almost blasphemy like the Hawaiian pizza?
No, that's okay. That's like it's glorified bologna, you know. But it's like a sausage, so it's allowed. You know, the pineapple thing, I get a lot of people eat it. People eat buffalo chicken pizza, you know. I just don't think that you need to go there, honestly.
That's funny you say that. So I went to a 91st birthday the other day. Good friend of mine's mother-in-law, and it was Henrietta. That was her name, Henrietta's birthday. And this is a really Italian family, and there was buffalo meatballs.
Really?
How ridiculous.
Yeah, it's
phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
I mean.
There's nothing wrong with that, Stu.
See, I would do a chicken meatball if I was going to do buffalo, you know, and not a beef. You know, I think that probably, right?
I've tried buffalo pizza. It's terrible.
Yeah, no, it's awful. Yeah, right?
I've had it before at, like, this pizza place, and, like, it was so spicy, I stopped eating it for, like, 20 minutes.
Really?
But what happened last night? You had buffalo wings for, like, the first time ever, and you were obsessed with them.
Yep. Like the first time I went to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah.
No.
Their wings were so spicy. I didn't even bother to try another wing.
Really?
But last night I literally had I had 7 wings.
Really? And where were you? At home?
No, Moose Lodge.
Oh, the Moose Lodge.
Well, chicken wings at the Moose Lodge.
I'm telling you.
Ask you, do you like the drumstick part of a wing or they call it the flat?
Both.
Oh, you're an easy customer.
Did you, Harley, did you have the wings also?
Yes.
Yeah, you like them or no?
She cleaned the wings.
Really?
Yeah,
How many did you have?
3.
3? That's it? I'm surprised.
But then I had a burger, so.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Yeah, we both, me and my dad, we split a steak sandwich. Harley had her cheeseburger, and then we were all sharing it.
So oh, nice.
Dad cut in like 4 corners.
Okay.
We got to bring you there, Paco.
Where's that? Moose Lodge?
Moose Lodge. They have the best wine list.
Really?
It's all local.
I'm in.
$5 Albarino.
Really?
I swear to God.
Whose?
Bedell.
I'm in.
I know. Phenomenal.
One of the best Albarinos I've had in a long time. You know?
I was saying it all day to them. I'm like, I got to tell Paco about the Albarino.
I actually really like the wings with the blue cheese.
Oh, yeah. It cools it down a little bit, right?
You like blue cheese rather than ranch?
I like ranch rather than blue cheese.
Wow. You like
blue
the ranch
cheese
better?
Blue cheese for me is better with wings.
Oh, okay.
So we know that Paco, like his favorite beverage is wine. What about you guys? I mean, are you into soda or juices or energy drinks? What's the deal?
Seltzer. Wine.
Wait. We got
the police are out there, yeah. Here I go again.
FBI, open up.
Yeah. So what's your favorite seltzer?
Vanilla orange.
Vanilla orange seltzer? All right. How about you, Hulky?
I actually like red wine.
No, you don't.
Yes, Mom.
Would you stop?
Mommy.
You're kind of a lemonade head. Mm. You make good lemonade.
He dyes his lemonade like green and blue.
Oh, yeah?
What Christmas theme.
How do you do that? With the food color?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put like 4 or 5 drops of any color you want. Then you take a straw, then mix it.
Oh, okay.
I'm turning into a bottled water snob.
Oh, yeah?
I never thought you could find a bottled water that you don't like. And I guess bottled water tastes a little bit different than seltzer.
Yeah.
But I was at a restaurant the other night, and usually it's, I don't know, Pellegrino is a very... Well, now they Saratoga or something.
Uh-huh.
They brought this other brand that I have no idea. I literally couldn't drink it.
Really?
I was thirsty.
Probably to bottle tap water in the kitchen, you know, with the cap bag on.
Wait, that's a great story. So I have a very dear friend who went to school to be a doctor in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And the story is you're not supposed to drink the water.
Oh, yeah.
So they used to go to a special place to get purified water,
yeah,
so that they wouldn't get sick.
Uh-huh.
So they go there one day with their jugs or whatever, and this, they're our age, so I mean, this wasn't the day of you know, all these fancy Yetis and stuff,
right.
Stanleys,
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah.
So they went there with their
jug,
whatever they were going to put the thermos or whatever, yeah, jugs, and there was nobody around. You know, it was like a. It was like almost like a Hollywood stage, the way the story is told, you know. So they're up front, nobody's around, so they go behind the curtain, and there's a hose. And they were getting away with just using regular water.
Maybe, is that where the expression came from? He got hosed.
Maybe. This is a real true story. They were paying whatever crazy price. This had to be 40 years ago.
It's a Wizard of Oz deal, you know, behind the curtain. Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't. I prefer seltzer. I'm with Harley. I like seltzer rather than water. I don't know. There's something about the bubbles, the effervescence, I like a lot, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I like seltzer, too, because, like, it's, like, the water, it doesn't have that much, like, excitement. Seltzer has plenty.
Seltzer does have plenty of excitement.
We have a seltzer,
especially when it comes back up through your nose, you know? There's nothing like it.
We have a seltzer machine at home.
You do?
Yeah.
And what do you flavor them?
Sometimes. Not really.
No, you just use seltzer, plain seltzer?
Yeah, pretty much.
You should throw some lemon juice in there or something.
We do sometimes, but most of the time we just
didn't you put some orange juice in it last week?
You said orange and vanilla. Was that your concoction?
She put... Well, that's the canned seltzers. We have a seltzer machine where you fill the little bottle up with water, and you screw it, and you press a button, and it... It's like a bottle full of gas, and it makes a noise when it's done.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of cool. Yeah. Like, it's a soda stream.
Oh, got it. You guys got an ice cream machine now, too, right?
Yeah.
That's
cool.
You got
cool. It for Christmas.
Yeah,
that's right.
And Harley's like, I
vaguely
know what
remember
it is.
That now. So what have you been doing with ice cream? You been making any?
We made a few.
Not recently.
No?
Made a few.
Which ones did you make?
We made chocolate and vanilla.
Made a chocolate almond one.
No. It was really good.
But next time we make ice cream, we're going to make mint chocolate chip.
We also made frozen yogurt.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. You know, I have a recipe for you that you got to use, because years ago when your mom was younger, we used to hang out in Montauk. I had a restaurant in Montauk. I used to live out there in the summer. And mom used to come out and visit me, sometimes under protest, but, you know, other times she was happy. And we'd go out there, and it was a Ben & Jerry's on the docks. And they had this flavor called Dastardly Mash. And I've never seen it since. I think they discontinued it, but I remember what was in it. So if you make chocolate ice cream, right, or gelato, and you add walnuts, you add chocolate chunks, you add raisins, and there was one other thing in there. I'm trying to think of what it was. But that was pretty much the gist of it. It was the raisins, the walnuts, and the chocolate chunks, right?
Yeah, because I used to like the Heath Bar Crunch, and you like the Dastardly Mash.
You should check
if they have it at the Ben & Jerry's next to the sushi place we went to.
I check it all the time. Every time I go past the Ben & Jerry's. No, for some reason, they discontinued that flavor. And I thought I ate enough to keep them in business, but apparently not. But the next time you make chocolate ice cream, you got to put those in it. It's just insanely good.
Maybe you ate all of it. That's why they stopped.
I might have. I might have ate the whole inventory, you know. So what else? You know, do you ever make vanilla gelato? Vanilla soft serve?
We haven't made gelato.
Like, my favorite ice cream at Ben & Jerry's is the, like, it's kind of like a Cookie Monster ice cream, but it's like...
Chunky Monkey?
Yeah, it's the Chunky Monkey and the... That other
was
one.
It a cookie dough?
I forget the name of it, but yeah, I know what you're talking about. You are a cookie, an ice cream connoisseur, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys, don't you get like moose tracks. Moose tracks, yeah.
Yeah, I get minty moose tracks.
Minty?
I get
I get chocolate Moose Tracks, but there was already chocolate in it, so it's double chocolate Moose
Tracks. So what flavors are in that Moose Tracks? It's just chocolate?
Like chocolate, like, but it's not like, it's like almost like chocolate chips, but it's like slivers of it.
Uh-huh.
It's like they grate it.
Yeah.
Like chocolate, chocolate ice cream, chocolate fudge, just more chocolate.
Is there peanut butter in that?
No.
No.
That's the peanut butter one.
All right.
Oh, they have different, I guess they get different versions?
Yeah.
And which one do you have, Coke?
Minty Moose Tracks.
Minty Moose Tracks. And what's in that? Is that chocolate also?
It's kind of like, it's regular mint chocolate chip, but it has like bigger chocolate chips.
Oh, I got it.
Like about this big.
All right.
And I also like the raspberry runway. It's like vanilla ice cream with raspberry syrup in it. And like chocolate Reese's Pieces with raspberry stuff in it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
It's good.
Yeah.
At Dairyland.
I know. Dairyland's great. The flavors are great, you know. Yeah. And what's the other place we go to?
Magic Fountain.
Magic Fountain, that's the one, yeah. They have great flavors also. Yeah,
Cookie Monster.
Yeah, you used to have a whole blue face after we left there, you know.
He still would.
Yeah, who was the lavender guy? Was that you? Oh, that was you, yeah.
That was me.
That was you, yeah. Lavender and what else? It was one of the, you had lavender and...
She had lavender.
It would either be cherry, vanilla, chocolate, or the...
You were on a s'mores kick for a while, too. Or was that you? I don't remember.
That was me.
Yeah. Or it would have been confetti.
Confetti, yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
What's your favorite over there?
I think it's Cookie Monster and the...
You like the salted caramel, too.
Yeah.
No,
But we stopped, like, going there, and then after, like, a few, like, after the winter, we started making s'mores with our friend.
Oh, did you? You stopped going to Magic Fountain?
Well, not...
You haven't taken us in a while.
Yeah. Hey! Every Monday you come out.
You're right. You're right. I haven't. We'll have to go there soon. But you know, it's been cold. I don't want to stand in line out there and sit on those benches when it's freezing. You know, it's better in the summer.
We can take it home.
Yeah, we could. I guess we can take it home.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why we have an ice cream machine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you can never perfect their recipes.
Yeah, they have good stuff there. I mean, I've had some really interesting flavors there. You know, they do that kulfi, which you don't see around much. And
the goat cheese.
Goat cheese, pumpkin, you know.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. At Dairyland, they had this pumpkin yogurt.
Like oh,
this,
yeah?
Like the pumpkin ice cream yogurt.
Oh, cool.
And I used to have that for a long time.
I think they got that goat cheese ice cream idea for me because I did that at the Beard House about 25 years ago. As a dessert, yeah, it was with a bunch of guys. Then it was fun. So listen, we got to talk about dessert before we go here, okay? So your favorite dessert is what, Harley? All time, give me the one. If you had,
it's couldn't a eat another
dessert. If you couldn't eat another dessert for the rest of your life, which one would it be?
Chocolate cake with whipped cream.
There you go. How about you, Hawk?
I gotta say, a 10-story chocolate cake with rainbow sprinkles all over with candy pops.
So you've been thinking about this?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, what's number two? I don't mean that number two. I mean, you know.
ice cream.
Yeah.
I gotta say, yeah, ice cream.
Ice cream would be number two?
Mm-hmm.
You know what my number one favorite is?
What?
Take a guess.
Wait, let me think.
Well, we're not too long. We can't wait too long.
Cookies.
Nope.
Flourless chocolate cake.
Nope.
Oatmeal ice cream.
Nope. Key lime pie.
Key lime pie.
I don't like key lime pie.
When I was out in California, there was this place called Mustard's that Mom and I went to a couple of years ago. You know, it's a cool restaurant. And they have this, it's like a lemon meringue pie, which is kind of like key lime pie, but they use lemon instead of lime. Yeah. And the meringue on the top was about 6 inches high. It was like this high coming off the top. And it was all burnt up with a torch. It was really, really good. You got to like meringue.
You're making me hungry.
Yeah, I'm sure. When you get through that, though, and you get to that lemon curd, it was just fabulous. And then my second one would be a flourless chocolate cake because I'm a chocolate nut. You know, I eat much more chocolate than I should.
Yeah.
According to my cardiologist.
I'm like stuck. I like two things for my second one. It's tiramisu and ice cream.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, didn't we have tiramisu the other night?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You're a tiramisu lover too, right?
I don't like the coffee in it.
You don't like the coffee?
She doesn't like the caffeine. I love it.
Oh, no, you know what? Maybe I'm thinking of churro cheesecake. Was that you who liked the churro cheesecake?
I did.
Oh, that was you too?
Oh, no, I like that.
Yeah.
I like the hazelnut tart too.
The hazelnut tart, yeah, yeah.
And also the ice cream cake we had one time.
Nice. Well, last time we were there, you were helping me evaluate the pizza crust. Right? Remember we had that pizza? We each had our pizza? Because I was trying to check out the dough. What'd you think?
It was pretty soft, but delicious and great on that. It was
so good.
I would say lemon. Like, if I had to pick between, like, key lime pie and, like, the lemon.
You would rather have the lemon?
Yeah.
I think you got to give key lime pie another whirl.
I've given it like five tries.
We're going to do it again.
I like pumpkin pie.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't.
I like apple pie, pumpkin pie.
I like cranberry pie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you guys live in like the pie capital of Long Island.
Yeah,
so.
Briarmere's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Briarmere's. Halleck. The Halleck farm is so good.
Are they?
Yeah. And Bayview.
Cherry pie.
Cherry pie is my favorite.
Just talking about dessert.
We used to, all right, so let's go back to entrees then. How about, what's your favorite entree at Amano?
I gotta say calamari.
Uh-huh.
Carbonara.
And mussels.
Calamari and mussels? And what about you?
Carbonara.
The carbonara? Yeah, what about your favorite entree? How about your main dish?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I'm between, like, pasta and pizza.
Yeah, you're the carb king.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Nobody eats more carbohydrates than you.
I need carbs for football.
I know, Paco. But it's 8 weeks a year.
Paco, what's your favorite entree?
What's my favorite entree? It's probably the carbonara. Yeah.
What actually is that? And then if you guys could elaborate on how do they serve the calamari? Is it a saute, a fried, or whatever?
The calamari is like fried and cooked.
Fried and cooked.
And cooked.
Yeah.
There you go.
And they also, sometimes they put baby octopuses in there.
Wow. Baby octopus in the calamari.
I think that's the tentacles.
No, it's the baby octopus.
Baby octopus.
Okay. They just cut off the head.
But how do you serve it? Do you serve it with a marinara sauce or a Thai chili?
Serve it with an aioli. A roasted garlic and lemon aioli.
And also sometimes the marinara.
So now when he's talking about octopus, this is what I was supposed to talk about next week, but I can't hold back. I had octopus down in Florida, but it was shaved.
Yeah.
You ever have something like that?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's got thin.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I just never had it like that. Usually it's, you know, the tentacles and they're...
Yeah, they want to make sure it's not tough. That's why they do that.
Oh, it was incredible.
Oh, good. So you're asking about the carbonara. The reason I like the carbonara so much is that we took a traditional carbonara recipe and then twisted it up to make it more Long Island-y. So I used smoked duck and instead of the bacon that would be in there. And we also use a couple different types of cheeses, Reggiano and then the...
Taleggio
cheese in there, you know. A lot of black pepper, which is more along the lines of cacio pepe.
I like pork. He probably like that because he likes the black pepper.
He's a big black pepper fan.
Also creamy.
Yeah, it's also creamy, right?
Yeah. I put like three ounces of black pepper on my pasta.
That's a lot. That's probably a little bit too much.
You're going to burn your tongue.
He doesn't care. He loves pepper so much.
Yeah, I do too. I like a lot of black pepper. I used to, like, when I used to have a tuna fish sandwich, I cover it almost with black pepper. You know, I don't eat them often, but occasionally I have to have a lot of black pepper on it. So I'm kind of with you. Maybe you get that for me. I don't know. That's weird. Hmm. Yeah, so your favorite appetizer is the calamari, right?
Yes, and mussels.
You too?
From Amano?
Yeah.
Probably. It's calamari.
Yeah.
What about Allure?
Allure? We haven't been.
Well, yeah, you have.
But. Well, I love Hawk, so I got to ask, you know, since he's got this thing about wine, does he have his mussels in a wine sauce?
How do you like your mussels?
Yes, he does.
Yeah. What kind of wine?
White.
White. Nice. Nice. You do the bread dunking thing too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of my favorite part. Yeah.
Yeah, I like the best part.
I like eating.
Of course, with sourdough bread.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I like eating like big pieces of the bread.
Well, you're the carbohydrate king. I mean, that would go right along.
And then, like, I eat like a giant bite, and then it just there's one little piece left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a dunker.
Yeah, well, that's what it's for, you know.
Who likes the heel of the bread? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah, the crust on the outside.
Oh, yeah. I do. Yeah, I eat that.
My father used to say, that's the best part. I used to say, well, I'll save it for you. He didn't like the answer. So, anyway, listen, we got to talk about a little, quickly some other stuff. But I really want to thank you guys for coming in. It's always a pleasure to have you here at the radio station. Arlie?
But before they go, like, have we talked about ice cream at all? Do they like ice cream?
You yeah. left. Well, we did. And we you were out there
in the hallway doing whatever you were
I
doing
was
out
in
there.
Detention.
Yeah.
You missed the ice cream talking.
You did. You missed the whole thing.
You should have just put your ear on the door, then you could have heard it.
That's true. Yeah. Little glass.
That's what
champagne.
I do with Harley. I just snoop around on her door.
Perfect. How do you deal with him?
So many different ways.
Wait, so a week out from Valentine's Day. Did either of you have any special plans on Valentine's Day? Do you have a Valentine?
My dad.
That's very sweet.
Mom and girl.
Wow.
Oh, are you breaking some news on Playing with Fire here? What's her name?
You don't have to say it, and she doesn't know about it.
He doesn't have a girlfriend.
Oh, all right, then
be
forget.
Quiet, Harley. You don't have a girlfriend. Just shut your pie hole.
As close as close as the two of you are, he doesn't have to share everything with you.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't have a girlfriend.
Yes, I do.
All right,
enough of that. So anyway, I just want to mention that I'm heading to Florida, right? I'll be back next week. And a week after that, we'll be ready at South Hall Social for the new menu and new things that are going to happen out there. So if anybody's out in that area and you want to come to the new place, a semi-new place, it's been there, but I'm taking it over. It's on Main Road in Southold.
I want to know who's going to help us with social media. Is it going to be Courtney or Valerie? Because we're in real need of some social media assistance.
Yeah, you are. There you go. Well, Courtney's probably better at that than Val. I don't know. Val's pretty good at it, too. Yeah, she's pretty good at it, too, you know. But you have more restaurant experience. That's what I was thinking, yeah. You know, yeah. Anyway.
We might have to expand from the Tom Shawdell page to actually a Playing with Fire Facebook page or Instagram.
You've been
page.
Telling me that since 2012.
I need to get some help.
Yeah, apparently. So I'm interviewing new producers. Fire@WHLI.com. Fire@WHLI.com. Apparently, you don't need any experience. Just come on down and apply. You're hired. If you can spell WHLI, you're in.
WHLI.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. Always good to see you here. And maybe we'll do this again this summer, huh, when you're off again?
Yeah.
Want to come back?
Yeah.
Are you guys into barbecue? Because we can have a barbecue edition.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Yes.
All right. We're going to close the show with Tom's Three Keys to Life Like Normal. Life is too short to drink bad wine. Treat every meal like it was your last and keep chocolate in your life is as important as you-know-what and pizza.